Today, I'm thrilled to be chatting to Jason Fladlin, trailblazer in internet marketing, webinars, and so much more. With product sales in excess of 250 million, Jason's journey from humble beginnings to becoming a global influencer in internet marketing is nothing short of inspiring. Now, alongside Will Matos, he co-founded Rapid Crush Inc., a company that has revolutionized digital marketing strategies and set records in the internet marketing space. And he's also the author of the influential book, One to Many, which delves deep into the secrets of successful webinars. His achievements really do speak for themselves, but I guess we should speak to the man himself. Jason, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, could we start by asking a little bit more about your early days and what led you from being a rapper and a monk to a leading figure in internet marketing?
Yeah, you could really start anywhere in this business. That's the good news. You know, I was always interested in music and specifically hip hop. And I started rapping in front of audiences at like 7 years old, seven or eight, somewhere along there. So it felt very natural to me. And I always thought music would be where I would end up. So I tried that off and on throughout the years. But I had a lot of trauma that went through my life when I was growing up. You know, I was in a household that there was a lot of drug abuse and a lot of chaos. And I ended up being about 18 years old and just so depressed. I had all these panic attacks all the time. I ended up having agoraphobia, which is afraid of open spaces, meaning you really don't go outside much. And I'm just sitting there just lost. And a friend of mine who was in the music space, he had went and he traveled with the Hare Krishnas for a little bit. And he came back and he was telling me about that. So I was intellectually curious, always was, still am. So I started Googling around and looking at it and I started reading it. And I'm like, okay, I'm at my lowest point in my life. I can't focus. I can't do anything. I'm staying up till 7 a.m, sleeping until 3 or 4 p.m. That was my life, living with my dad in this little tiny apartment. And so I said, oh, I'll try it and see what happens. So really saved my life. I eventually got rid of all my panic attacks in a few months and I just felt really invigorated to go out and do something boldly. And so I tried that with the music. The music, unfortunately, though, it was at about the worst time you could launch a music career because CD sales were dying out, but streaming hadn't been figured out yet. And I wasn't, frankly, very good at it. I'd have to work 8 or 9 hours to do something that talented musicians could do in 1 to 2 hours. So I'm not one to give up, though. Yeah, I was trying really hard, this, that, and the other. And so I started looking at the business and marketing side of the music. And I started trying to apply those methods to the music that I was putting out there, and it wasn't working well. And out of desperation, I kind of said, you know what? I need capital. That's the answer to the music business because I didn't have any money. So let me make some money online, and then I'll pour that into the music business. And that was about 2006. And now here we are going on 2024. Still haven't circled back around to the music. Got into the internet space and just kept going.
And what a success that has been. Did you regret perhaps leaving the rapping behind, or is that something that no?
I always thought that the music would be the thing that switched me on, and I didn't find anything else as attractive to me, but the marketing very quickly became as attractive, if not more attractive to me. So I had the passion for it, but I also had the skill set to it. Whereas music, I had the passion for it, but I lacked on the skill set side. So you really want both. You want something that you're passionate about that also comes naturally to you. And it still will be hard, don't get me wrong, but at least you're predisposed to getting it and you can do something with it. And that's what I really saw with the marketing was, wow, I like it. It's very interesting to me. It motivates me. It gets me excited. And I can get it right away. I don't have to practice extra hard for many, many more hours just to be barely competent at it. I can pick it up in a decent time frame. So therefore, maybe I can get some traction and some momentum. And that's why I don't think I ever came back to the music.
You mentioned that it was at the time when CDs were dying out and streaming hadn't been figured out yet. That's probably around the same time, I guess, as the internet was really kind of finding its feet. We've been through the dot-com boom and bust, and the internet was really starting to come into it. So when did you first get online?
way long ago. So I was actually 14 when I first got online. So this is 1997. And I remember I bought a little 286 computer. So this was not a tower. You laid it flat on the desk. And I painted houses for like a month, just trying to make some money to save up. And I bought this computer and I got the internet. And I was really just so fascinated with how the internet worked. And this is in 97 when it was just nobody even, barely anybody had the internet. And I started learning how to build websites back then. And that was really cool. And I was, you know, we were doing music back then. I was working on music. So I was trying to produce albums even when I was 14. And I was building websites around anything and everything. Because really to put anything online back then, I had a lot of different interests and passions. And in order to put anything online, you had no code. It's not like these days where you just go to Twitter and, you know, type it on your phone. So starting when I was 14, I really got onto the internet. And then I didn't look at it as a way to make money until maybe like, 7 years later with the music. So I'd always really been a child of the internet. Nowadays, every kid is a child of the internet. But back then, it was very, very rare that somebody that was young was into the internet. So that also was a huge advantage for me. So I was able to see a lot of things as they came out of their infancy and see what worked and see what didn't work and get this awareness and be fresh about it too. Because, you know, a lot of people in the time and the space that were starting in the space, they are as old as I am now, 40. I've learned at 40, you have a lot of a lot of biases that you've accrued along the way that are hard to set aside. So it makes very resistant to new emerging technologies. And I didn't have that back then. So I was a rare breed that I could get it on the ground floor.
That's great. So you decided then that the music for now was going to be put on pause and that you're going to focus mainly on the internet and the marketing side of things. So what happened? What was your first product and when did you get the inspiration to create that?
Yeah, I first started to try to be an affiliate marketer, and it's an interesting story because my dad and my mom got a divorce, and I'm living with my dad now, and I'm like 20 some years old, and my dad wanted to get back in the dating scene, so he bought a product from a guy named David D'Angelo, who's a well respected marketer, and goes by the name of Evan Pagan, who I've later given advice and consulted with him and his wife on a project. It's a small world. But at that time, it was like, okay, I had heard about Eben because he was the first guy to ever offer 200% affiliate commission. So you sell my $40 ebook and I'll pay you $80, something like that. And so my dad had his back end because my dad must have bought the book and then bought like his $200 advanced dating secrets or what have you. And we didn't have much space. We lived in this tiny little apartment right next to like a pawn shop, a cash for gold place, and like a redneck bar. So like not a very good area to live in. And I found this one day and I just got into marketing and I'm like, oh, I got source material so I can kind of write these articles to pre-sell this program and then make 200% affiliate commission. So I tried for about 2 months writing article after article after article. My model was really simple. There was a site called Easy and Articles back then. And if you wrote the right keywords into those articles with the right density, you could get some traffic. So you'd write an article and get 100 or 200 clicks in some instances, maybe even more. So I would pick these different keyword focused dating concepts, write articles about them, put a little bio box. So you had a, you know, like 25, 50 words you could put at the end of every article. And it would be like, hey, if you want my free ebook on blah, 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 go here. So I wrote an ebook and then I wrote like 50 articles. I was writing an article every day pretty much for 60 days and did not make any money. I think I made a total of like $160. And then I was like, well, hold on a second. This ain't going to work because then I don't get paid until like 2 months after that. So there's like a 45 or 60 day holding period. So, A, I'm not making any money. And B, if I make money, I don't even see it for a long period of time. And I'm so damn broke. I need money quicker. So because I had learned how to write these articles, I get this brilliant idea one day that I go, I'm going to write articles for other people as a ghostwriter. Now, keep in mind, and I left this part of the story out, I was painting houses full time during the day just to try to make some money to just keep my article or my music business going. So I could only work, an hour or two before I went to go paint houses, and an hour or two after that, you know, work a full-time job and then sandwich 2 hours before and 2 hours after into trying to build my business. And we worked a lot in the painting business. I worked with this crew, and we would typically work 6 to 7 days a week. And I had to drive like an hour to and from each day to go to most of the job sites that we were at. That's why when I say I was working 2 hours before and 2 hours after, that was literally my whole day. I didn't have much else I could do back then. So I said, you know what? I want to write articles for other people because at least I can replace this painting job that I have right now. So I could work from home and move one step closer. So the first day that we had a rain out from painting houses, it was raining outside and we were working on an exterior job. I went home and I said, this is the day I'm going to do it. And the problem was I didn't have a portfolio with a lot of different articles. I only had dating articles. So I used one of those, and then I wrote 9 other articles on 9 other topics just to show that I had this portfolio that was a variety of different topics I could write on. And then I built a 1-page website that basically said, hey, I'll write articles for you. It's $3.25 an article. I guarantee 24-hour turnaround time. I was that desperate.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was a website back then, the biggest forum for internet marketers called the Warrior Forum. And just like that bio box on an article, if you posted on the forum, you could have a little 1 or 2 sentence bio box. All I did was went through and found different popular threads that were happening right now and responded with my 2 cents for whatever that was worth. And then they would see the bio box, need a high quality article done cheaply, fast, click here. And then they go to the website. And after posting just on a few different replies, I had 3 different clients that wanted to hire me to write articles. And I said, oh my God, this is awesome. And then 7 days later, I quit painting houses because I was making a little bit more money. I was making about $12 an hour painting houses. I was making about $15 an hour writing these articles. And I knew I was way underpriced, and I knew I could increase the price. And I started to have clients that I had to turn down because I had too much demand. So they were willing to pay me more money. And so in 7 days, I started working for myself. And that was what changed everything. I now had proof that I could make money online, which is everything. If you I was trying to do things that without any proof behind them. So it's really hard, like writing articles on dating, but I wasn't interested in, you know, being a pickup artist or anything like that. There's no proof associated with that. There's no authority. So that's why it's really hard. And in the internet marketing space, there's no authority, but now I had authority. I could show people that I could make money online, and I had a system in order to do that. And that's really was the game changer. So after about 6 months of writing articles, I decided to publish an ebook on the topic. And I wrote a little ebook, about 6 pages, it wasn't that long, on my article writing system, because I could write an article on any topic and I could write it fast and it would be high quality. And so I taught this article writing system and showed people how to do it. And I sold the thing for $4 because I was so... I didn't think anybody would pay me any amount of money. I was so scared that to take money from other people for an ebook because I didn't want them to get a bad deal. I didn't have any confidence. I didn't know what I was doing. So I sold this little ebook for $4 and I took out a classified ad on the Warrior Forum, $20 to take the thing out. And I basically, the pitch is brilliant. I didn't know what I was doing, but it worked really well. The pitch was essentially like, I am confident I could cut your article writing time in half the first time you read my ebook. And it's only $4 for you to find out. And if you don't like it, I'll give you your $4 back.
Wow.
That was almost the whole pitch. I think I threw in a couple other bullet points. And then I said, go here and buy. And that was it. I made more money in 2 days selling an ebook than I did all week writing articles. And I'm like, this is really cool. And something happened that I wasn't really tuned into consciously, but I recognized when I saw it. People were buying this product and they were reporting back, oh my God. And, you know, 30 minutes after they bought, they were seeing a benefit in telling other people about it. And that's very uncommon even now, but back then it was very uncommon in the info space that somebody could buy a product and within 30 minutes already got more than their money back. Because they're like, Jesus, this is already improving my life instantaneously almost. So I saw that in like a Neanderthal. I was just like, I'll just do more of that. I'll just find one little thing that I can improve upon for people that the first time they understand it, they could apply it. So they could obviously see they got a good deal, and I'll sell really cheap products and I'll just make them really short eBooks, very down to the second, do this, do this, do this, do that, done. All step by step without much else in between. And then the pitch is basically like, it's not much money. Even if all it does is save you time, it will be worth it for you. Try me out. And people really responded back. So I did that for a few months straight where I was just going out, trying to find these one little problems, one little solution type of products I could create. And I developed a reputation very fast as somebody that was up and coming, somebody that really had some value to offer out there. And that got me really pumped up. But it also, what was cool is building these products. You know, they say the best way to learn something is to teach it. So I would teach these topics that were kind of not connected, but there was some overlap to them. So then I was able to connect them. So then that made me what I call trade up. So I could trade up a skill set that was small and make it larger. So for example, there's not a whole lot of difference between writing articles and writing emails. So email content that people needed for their autoresponders. So I started teaching people how to do that. I had clients that had hired me to do that during my article writing days. So I could teach that. If you think about it too, like a lot of, if you take three info products that are on one specific topic, if you found three related topics, you could combine those three together. So I was able to combine different elements together or add a little bit extra on top of a foundation. So membership sites are very popular back then. So I'm like, okay, I already know how to create information and package it. So let me make the small leap to selling it with a subscription basis instead of a one-off basis. Because I had to write sales letters for all of these products I was launching, let me teach people how I write sales letters. And then it was, let me teach people how I create products because I'm creating all these products. So I would do something, it would create proof and experience that I could then publish on the next thing. And so within 12 months, I was really cooking. And I was always looking to trade up my skills. Now that I can do this, what can I build on top of that? And that's when my world forever changed, because I did my first webinar ever. And man, I never looked back. That's when I really found my edge.
I think I may have been on for that first webinar, if I'm not mistaken, or at least it may be like your third or fourth webinar.
Yeah, we go way back.
We do. We really do. And Product E-Class was one of the next, I guess, membership style sites that you started to work on. Did you do traffic first and then copy and then Product E-Class?
I did copy first. Yeah. So here's the story. It's really interesting. One day, and this is a technique I still use to this very day. It's a $30,000 mastermind now per year. It's called Driven. And I run it with Perry Belcher and Qasim Aslam. And I instruct these multi-million-dollar business owners the same strategy that I've used myself. And then I first stumbled upon many years ago with this first webinar that I ever did. And I call it the, I don't know if this will work or not strategy. I saw webinars as a thing and I was looking for an edge to get into them. So I go to my list one day and says, hey, listen, you've seen me be super productive because I'm publishing all these products and creating all this content all the time. I want to teach you how to create a time, you know, what I do for my time management. Now, I've never done a webinar before, so I don't know how it'll work. It could be a complete train wreck. I could mess the whole thing up. So if you'll indulge me, you come to the webinar and you show up, I'll give you the recording of the product for free because I'm going to create my next product live on a webinar. And that was a time management system for internet marketers. That was the name of the product. Terrible name, but whatever, you know, you learn. And I was all jazzed up thinking everybody and their brother was going to show up to this thing because who wouldn't want a free product? These are people that are buying products from me constantly. Only 17 people showed up. Now, I didn't know that was a small number. I was super excited. I was like, cool, 17 people. Awesome. I'm excited. This is September 7th, 2008, by the way. I just looked it up. That's the first webinar that I ever did on this time management system. And I taught it and a lot of people liked it. And out of 17, six left me a really good testimonial. I go back to my list the next day and I say, hey, you screwed up, but I'll give you a second chance. I plan on selling this product for $37. The next 48 hours, you can get it for $27. And I watch more people buy that product than any product I'd launched previous because they missed out. They could have got it